This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Camelicious. No, this is not about tasty caramels. It is indeed about camels. Beyond that, it is really about an educational leadership development experience, which is helping rural Kansas leaders expand their skills, relationships, and global knowledge. It's today's Kansas Profile. Jill Zimmerman is president of the Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program, or CARL for short. A K-State and CARL program graduate, Jill was an extension agent and later executive director of the Kansas FFA Foundation. She was on the executive team of Eastern Kansas Agri-Energy at Garnett before being named president of the CARL program in 2017. CARL is a privately funded two-year leadership development program for up to 30 individuals across Kansas. The program is headquartered on the campus of Kansas State in Manhattan. It began 33 years ago under the guidance of the founding board members, the late Professor Barry Flinchbaugh, and the program's first president, Jack Lindquist of Manhattan. The purpose of CARL is to take a group of thought leaders who are already committed to their purpose, be it for agriculture, rural communities, or the general needs of Kansas, and provide them a learning experience through which they create a bond that allows them to be change makers, Jill said. Leaders need to be lifelong learners, she said. The CARL program provides these learning opportunities through a series of seminars in communities across Kansas. The capstone of year one is a trip to Washington, D.C. and Gettysburg, and the capstone of year two is an international study tour. Jill Zimmerman is a graduate of CARL Class 5. The program is now in the process of selecting Class 16. I met lifelong friends who have been pivotal in my life and career, Jill said. Her CARL class went to Australia and New Zealand. The most recent CARL class went to the United Arab Emirates. It was a very cool experience, Jill said. The UAE is a federation of seven emirates. While the history of Arabic culture is ancient, the UAE as an independent country has only existed since 1971. This nation's population has achieved a literacy rate of nearly 95%, compared to 88% in the U.S. The UAE can claim the world's tallest building, the deepest pool, and the fastest roller coaster, among other things. Since they're located in a desert, nearly all their food and feed must be imported, and they are interested in sustainability. As written in the CARL newsletter, the study tour becomes an extended trip, not necessarily of continued travel, but critical thought in the ways we see our world, our community, our farms and ranches, the way we view economies, food, and people and culture. We see things through a different lens. According to Jill Zimmerman, the four pillars of CARL are recruitment of both board and class members, curriculum, which we seek to continually improve, alumni engagement, and strong financial backing from people who care about the future of agriculture and rural Kansas. It's great to see a program which focuses on rural areas. Jill herself is from a farm near the rural community of South Haven, population 324 people. Now that's rural. One of the most unusual features of the recent international study tour was their visit to Camelicious, the largest camel dairy in the world. 10,000 camels are milked daily. I'm not making this up. Compared to traditional cow's milk, camel milk has higher antioxidants, is lower in saturated fat, and better for those who are lactose intolerant. International travel gives us a more expansive view of the world, Jill said. The CARL program helps us to become better versions of ourselves, she said. For more information, go to www.carlprogram.com. Camelicious. That name doesn't refer to caramels. It refers to camels and the world's largest camel dairy that was visited by the CARL class. This is one example of the type of experience which is helping leaders gain global knowledge to bring home to benefit their communities and organizations. We commend President Jill Zimmerman, her board, and all others involved with the CARL program for making a difference with experiential learning and growth. It's CARLicious. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.